Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
So Chris, thanks for joining me today. It's been a very busy week for you guys at Polarian with several exciting announcements. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, Martin, thanks. Great to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've made a lot of progress recently, so it's great to catch up, and it's an exciting time for the company. Let's get delved straight into it, shall we? I mean, SimonMed, the collaboration there. I mean, this partnership seems like a significant step for you guys. Can you give us a bit more color on what this collaboration involves, and you know, why it's such a big deal for you?
Yeah, absolutely. SimonMed is one of the largest medical imaging providers in radiology practices in the US. They have over 170 facilities across 11 states, specializing in advanced diagnostic imaging, which of course includes MRI. And clinicians nationwide refer patients to SimonMed. So this partnership is really instrumental in expanding our overall reach, which aligns perfectly with a five pillar growth strategy. And so this collaboration, we're integrating our Xenon MRI platform into SimonMed's network, which is enhancing their diagnostic capabilities, improving care for patients with lung disease. So we're super excited about this. And this is actually our first system that will be in the western part of the United States, and also the first non-academic medical center. And their installation will be down the road from SimonMed's headquarters in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the installation should be completed late this year. And I think importantly, with collaboration over time, we plan to expand additional SimonMed sites, making our platform even more accessible to pulmonary clinicians and their patients across the U.S. So pretty pumped about it.
That's interesting. And well, obviously, one of the other major milestones you've announced there is the issuance of this Chinese patent. For those who may not fully appreciate the impact, I mean, what does this mean for you and the team, and strategically, and how does that fit into the broader plans?
Sure. You say patent. Is it okay if I say patent?
Okay, yeah. I mean, patent. I don't think we mind.
Okay. Well, securing the second patent for us in China is a significant milestone. It really furthers our intellectual property portfolio, both globally and within China. This patent actually extends our protection in the region for over a decade plus, reinforcing our long-term position in the market. And additionally, we have yet another patent pending in China, which will further support our growth potential beyond this. This particular patent covers the use of our Xenon MRI platform for visualizing pulmonary gas exchange in microvascular blood flow, which is very similar to the critical patent we received in the U.S. last year. And I'm sure you're totally aware of this. China is a country with high incidence of lung disease due to factors like air pollution and smoking. Thus, China represents a huge opportunity in terms of population size and medical need. And this patent positions us well for future market entry and, of course, pending regulatory approval. So when the time is right, we expect to enter the Chinese market through a distribution partner. And we'll provide updates as things progress.
Well, I mean, sticking with that expansion then into Asia, clearly there's a market there for yourselves. And, also secured this distribution deal in Taiwan. Is it Sumtage? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sumtage, yeah.
Sumtage, okay. Well, what made them the right partner for you? And how does this help accelerate your growth into the region?
Well, sure. You know, we were so pleased that we signed our first international distribution agreement anywhere, right? With Sumtage. They're a highly experienced medical equipment distributor, as you mentioned, located in Taiwan. They have a strong record of working with hospitals, selling cutting-edge medical technology, including image guidance products in the lung that complement our technology. And they also provide hands-on technical support and service post-sale, which is great. Taiwan has a population of about 25 million, and lung disease is a significant public health issue. At last count, there's been approximately about 15 top academic and military hospitals, making it a strong market for advanced lung imaging technology. As you mentioned, this marks our first commercial entry into the Asia Pacific region, which is an exciting step forward for us. We've already seen some strong interest from medical centers in Taiwan, which speaks to the potential of this market. Given this, you might, as others have asked me over the last day, be wondering about the regulatory approval process in Taiwan and the cost. Well, we're still working on the details here and working closely with Samtaj as they've just come out of their Lunar New Year celebrations. However, when we begin the process, we believe it will take about a year. In the meantime, there is potential to sell systems for research use before full regulatory approval. And sometimes we'll handle all the regulatory cost. We'll have some minimal costs support the approval process, but mainly it will be personnel time to support the process. I had the great pleasure of meeting with the Samtaj team last year at a medical meeting with our new VP of Sales, Dr. Alan Huang, who coincidentally was in Taiwan in December on his family holiday. And Alan took the time to present alongside Samtaj to several hospitals, fostering some key relationships already in the region.
Well, with all this momentum, Chris, this is phenomenal news, and I'm sure investors and stakeholders will be keen to know. I mean, what's next, and what can we expect for the rest of the year? And are there any key milestones we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, well, there's a number of strategic initiatives that align with our five growth pillars. But let me just highlight several key priorities here just to kind of get it off and going. We've had obviously a strong start to 2025, reflected in the past week's series of announcements, as you mentioned. Over the last few weeks, I've been on the road, probably similar to you, spending time with our newly rebuilt sales team, meeting with customers and potential customers. And as a follow-along to this, last week, we held a really productive advisory board meeting on unobstructive lung disease, bringing together some of the top experts, really luminaries in the field, who are already using our technology and others who have not had it yet. And the main effort was to continue to hone in and refine our value proposition. And then right after that, at the end, the latter part of last week, we attended the annual Xenon MRI Clinical Consortium meeting, where my team and I had the chance to engage with customers, also pharma and representatives from the three major MRI vendors, GE, Philips, and Siemens, were there, all of whom presented updates at the event. So as we build on this momentum, we're focused on increasing utilization at our current sites as usual. That's what we're really focused on. Also securing new U.S. orders and expanding our global reach. But I want to be clear, we're being strategic and selective in how we grow internationally, ensuring that we enter markets with the right partners like Samtaj. This means distributors who are key players in the country, who we know and trust, and who are eager to bring in new high-tech medical solutions for the lung. At the same time, we're keeping a disciplined approach, as always, to cost, making sure this international expansion aligns with our long-term goals while maximizing impact and efficiency. And I would say, finally, we're planning on doing a follow-up to our virtual investor day, building on the success of our first event last October. This initiative keeps investors informed, similar to doing things like this, while you know, informed about our progress, while providing direct insights from customers about how they're utilizing our technology. So this time, we will feature a new set of speakers and highlight another key clinical area where our technology is making an impact. So more details will follow along soon. We'll make an announcement soon, and we look forward to continuing the conversation with our investors.
Oh, Chris, thank you very much for your time. And it's always exciting listening to you. And obviously, a lot of exciting developments going on with you and the team there. So, thank you so much for taking the time to share your insights. I'm sure, along with myself, all the other investors are going to be excited for your investor day. And we'll all be watching very closely. And I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Martin. Really appreciate it. Have a
Thank you,
great
Chris.
day.
Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.